Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So a few weeks back, I did a show on the concept of saying goodbye to your heroes. And the story that I left you was around a guy named Neil Peart, who was the drummer from Rush, and who was Rush was probably my favorite band growing up as a kid, and to this day probably still is at least my top three favorite rock bands. And the drummer of Rush, Neil Peart died of cancer, brain cancer, at 67 years old, and that happened back in January. And one of the things I'm reading now his autobiography, and one of the things that happened to him was terrible situation. But within a year of each other, his I think 17 year old daughter and his wife both passed away. So he lost his daughter first, and then his wife died of cancer within I think 10 or 11 months of his daughter's death, and that was his whole family. So his family was gone, and he decided he was a motorcycle rider, decided to get on his motorcycle and just ride. And in the ensuing, you know, months, maybe 6, 8, 10 months, he put like 50,000 miles on his motorcycle. It's just driving across Canada, back and forth across the United States, went through Mexico into Central America. I mean, he was all over the place. And when I look at what got him through, which could be about the worst thing I could possibly imagine, right? The death of a child and a spouse, and how he ultimately got through it. One of the things that occurred to me is the therapy of riding a motorcycle, but really the appreciation of things along the way. You know, he was into nature and, you know, was a bird watcher and, you know, loved the landscape and liked seeing new things and loved motorcycle riding, and all those things gave him a sense of appreciation along the way. And he doesn't talk about this, but if you know, as I'm piecing all of this together, I'm realizing that what brought him back from that insane depression, which any of us would have gone through, the recovery was just being in appreciation and having gratitude for what was around them. And so the thought for all of us is that so often we focus on some of these toxic thoughts, right? We get caught up in political debates. We watch the news. We're around people that are very negative or even toxic. And so how do we get away from that? And I think at the very root of everything, life is a series of thoughts. That's where it all starts, right? That's what, and through life, that's what we're doing, right? We're thinking about different things. And ultimately, as you piece together those thoughts are going to ultimately determine your well-being and your happiness. And so if you want your thoughts to be on happiness and you want to stay in that mindset, the idea of having a journal, a gratitude journal, something that allows you in one place to put down things that are good, right? So when you wake up in the morning, before you get going, you know, write down two or three things that you're thankful for. And the simple act of doing that tunes you into better things over the course of the day, because again, you're focused in that area. If you focus on the negativity and you focus on the horrific part of human nature, that's what's going to show up in your life, and that's what you're going to see because you're tuned into those things. And if you focus instead on the gratitude part, then that's what's going to show up. You're going to tune into the more positive things. And so I started a couple weeks back. I used to have a gratitude app, and it's one of those things that works so well I stopped doing it. Well, you know, I was getting into a bit of a funk myself and just not getting in the right place mentally. So I went back to daily meditation, which I had done but sporadically, and now I'm back to being disciplined about it. But I also went back to a gratitude app. And the gratitude app is really simple. It's not a lot of work. It's literally an app on my iPhone. And it's literally called the New Gratitude Journal. So if you go to the iTunes store and find it, it's there. And all I use it for is when I wake up in the morning or before I go to sleep at night, I just write down three things that I'm appreciative of. That's it. And it tunes me in. And I will tell you, I started doing this about a week and a half ago, and the funk that I was in mentally is cleared. I'm at a much better place now simply from the action of tuning into things that are good and appreciating what's around me, because I find more of that shows up because I'm tuned into it. So today's message is very simple. Find three things a day to be appreciative for and write them down. And if you like the app for a couple of dollars, I think it's a $5 app. Go to the app store and download. Do a search under New Gratitude Journal and pull it in. Just acknowledge what's going right in your life. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes, to Stitcher, to Spotify, where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this week, see if you can tune into gratitude. And the simplest way to do that, get yourself a gratitude journal, whether it's an app or a piece of paper, and just write down three things every day that you're thankful for.